no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I have heard for decades this concept of fake it till you make it. And there are a lot of people who criticize that saying when somebody says, fake it till you make it. Oh God, is this another one of those fake it till you make it things? You know, I have seen a lot of professional speakers talk about doing it. And it's one of those things that brings up a little bit of irritation inside of me. I feel sometimes like an oyster that gets a little grain of sand inside of it. And over time, I just keep rolling it around in my head until hopefully it becomes a pearl. What I have noticed for myself, though, is that when we do something that is not good for ourselves, for example, we drink too much, we eat too much, we don't exercise, we react in anger, we become critical, something that is not good for ourselves or our relationships, we don't ever label that as faking it. We label that as us. I have a problem. I overeat. I drink too much. I don't exercise. I react in anger. We take it on as a label when we do something that is not life-affirming or life-enhancing. I forget who it was I was reading the other day. Marshall Rosenberg, Nonviolent Communication. He talked about everything is either life-enhancing or life-diminishing, and that everything is either because it's either life-enhancing or life-diminishing, when we make that decision in that moment and then we take that action or whatever in that moment, we are in fact affirming or denying our very life essence. But what I want to say is that what if in those moments we're faking it? You know, what if in those moments, what if we began to label that as faking it? I'm trying to think of something. I just want to be self. I know what it was. I went and had one Oreo the other night, late at night. Well, the first Oreo is always the most difficult Oreo. That's the one that you have to rationalize in your head to go and get. The second Oreo, much easier. The sixth and seventh Oreo, you're just in denial. So when I hit like number five, I did something I hate to do. I wasted food. I dumped the Oreos out because I realized that I was not going to dig them out of the trash can. But in that moment, was I my real self or was I faking it? Was I being my real self when I was eating what I should not eat? Too much of what is not good for me? Which was the real me? And what I want to do is to get you to understand that the second you take a step towards the real you, you're not faking it. This is not about fake it till you make it. This is about taking each individual step, overeating or not overeating, exercising or not exercising, taking care of yourself. Anytime you take a step towards it, we tend to think, oh, I'm faking it. You know, I remember when I went paddleboarding for the first time down here in the Keys, and I never done stand-up. I'd done stand-up paddleboarding before, but only on a lake with like a 7 or 8 foot board. The boards we use down here in the ocean are 11 feet long, you know. So when I stood on that board, I felt like such a poser. We all have what is called imposter syndrome. And when we tend to do something that's good for us or something that's new or unique or fun, that's when our imposter syndrome kicks in. So I can remember being on that board, and I'm sure people driving by, what they thought were, look at those two paddleboarders down there, because we were going up the canal to go out into the mangroves. And so as we were going up the canal, people were driving by, and I'm sure what they thought was, hey, look at those two paddleboarders. Inside, I'm thinking, I'm such a poser. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel strange. I'm going to fall at any minute. In my mind, I was faking it. In their minds, I was making it. And the only difference is what's going on in your own mind. So what I want you to do is to begin to look at those behaviors that are not necessarily life-affirming for you, and to begin to call them fake and fraudulent. Not these huge things that you've got to overcome. And then every time you take a small and intentional step towards the person that you wish to become, that's making it. That's being your genuine, real self. When I, for example, I know, here's another thing. I've noticed, here's my Hamilton mug. I got it Hamilton. I notice that I can have a couple of cups of coffee in the morning and I'm fine. If I have three, indigestion for the rest of the day. It's just a, it's a formula now, I think, now that I'm getting older. So yeah, three cups of coffee and I'm in trouble. If I can remember, when I remember to just drink or make and drink the two cups, I'm perfectly fine. When I don't, I suffer the consequences. So I am not faking it by not drinking the coffee. I'm simply being my new self, my better, enhanced, more clear, more life-affirming self. And that's a choice that we get to make in everything. So I love histories. I love reading. I love podcasts. I love hearing what went well and what went wrong. And I was listening to a podcast yesterday on the Chuck E. Cheese franchise. And it was really, really fascinating about how thousands of minor little decisions created that empire. And at one point, Chuck E. Cheese was an empire. And thousands of little decisions slowly killed Chuck E. Cheese to where it is nowhere near what it used to be. It was Showbiz Pizza split off from it, and then they combined, and now they just can't seem to know what they're going to do. But it's not this big, I'm changing my life. We love that. That's what we love about New Year's Eve. They've shown that when you make those New Year's Eve resolutions, you get a shot of endorphins. You literally get high when you make a big decision to change your life. When you make a big decision to change your life, you get high. The problem is, then you wake up with a hangover from having made that decision. I said I would do what? You mean I have to get up and do it now? I said I'm going to walk 3 miles every single day. You mean I have to go now when it's raining, when I just found out there's something good on Netflix, when my legs are feeling sore from walking every other day? Do you see what I mean? It is a momentary decision. And when you make it, the decision that is, you are no longer faking it. You are making it. But life, just like Showbiz Pizza and Chuck E. Cheese, is not about grand decisions and big things. We love those stories because they can fit into a two-hour movie. But when you look at what it really takes to change a life, it's thousands of little decisions moment by moment. And one of the things we have to be careful of is that they have proven that willpower, not me, but willpower, your ability to make wise and healthy decisions for yourself, is a depreciating asset. In other words, the more you exercise it, the harder it gets to exercise it. That's why it's harder to say no to the cookies late at night than it is to say no to the cookies first thing in the morning. That's why it's easier to eat one cookie in the morning and harder to only eat one cookie later at night. So just remember that you are making it by all the little decisions you make. Cut yourself some slack. The moment you get on a paddleboard, you're a paddleboarder. The moment you do one push-up, you're an exerciser. The moment you do 30 seconds of yoga, you are a yoga master. Accept that. Stop criticizing yourself for what you're not doing and using that to define yourself, and define yourself by the healthier choices you make. All right, let me check back in with you all and see what you have to say, whatever your questions or comments are. Eva says, good morning. Good morning, Eva. Eva is here in Miami, I think. Therese Napier, who it says right there, is one of my top fans. I love that. So how do you become a top fan? You simply engage more. You share things that I have to say. You look for things when it comes down your feed, and you just comment or click or something like that. Natalia says, prayer, prayer, prayer. Love it. Gail says, hello and good morning. Hitsy, I am enough, says Renee. Yes, you are. Tammy says, part of my growth on this journey is because I faked it until I made it. Still a work in progress in many years. Great for you. John Gladman, who has probably shot almost every 50 to 60% of my photographs that are used commercially, is here with us. It's good to see you, John. Cynthia Barcher says, so true. I worry about that still from time to time, thinking about some wonder how crazy I am rowing in the mornings, but it's good for me. I feel great. Thanks, Will, for helping me understand. I am making it. That is correct. The moment you get up and watch one of these jump starts, you're a jump start watcher. You're not faking it. Gail says, I faked it until I've learned it and made it. Yeah, it's a semantic difference. You can look at it and say that you're faking it. I felt like when I got on the paddleboard, I was faking it. The thing is, it's all an internal thing. And whatever we need to tell ourselves to keep ourselves doing those things that are good for us, that's what we need to tell ourselves. Comes naturally now, says Gail. Yeah, that's the point. There are those four stages of competency that my book is broken up into, the four stages of competency, and we all have to go through them. So I won't go through them right now because we're out of time. Debbie says, good morning, friend. Good morning, Debbie. Great to see you. And Asia says, I think maybe the phrase needs to be reworded to something positive, like try it till you make it. I agree with that. My point is, the moment you try it, you've made it. Trying it is always the hardest part. The hardest part is putting on the shorts to go to the gym. Once I get to the gym, I'm great. Great talk this morning, Jamie says. Nick says, I relate 100%. Thank you for realism. My honor. I want to tell you and remind you that we have our complaint-free meditation live, which starts now in 9 minutes, 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 in the Midwest, and 6:30 over on the East Coast, I think. I hope I did that math right. I think I left out mountain time. But anyway, in exactly 8 minutes now, I will be meditating live with those of you who are members of the Complaint Free Meditation Group. As always, before I go live, I will go and see if anyone has requested to join. Now, how do you request to join? Don't just request to join the group. You have to be a member of the program, complaintfreemeditation.com. With that, you get to meditate live with me every single morning. It's $47 a month, a little more than $10 a week, but you get 30 days free. You get to try it for 30 days free, and you can drop out at any time. Plus, you get a book I have written on meditation, a meditation guide called Complaint-Free Meditation. And that's not available anywhere except for members of the group. So whatever's keeping you from checking it out, today's the day. Cynthia says, great Friday jumpstart. My honor. Gail says, thank you. My pleasure. Listen, thank you all for being here. Remember, I am doing these live on Saturdays as well during the coronavirus. So as long as we're quarantined, that is what I will be doing. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. For those of you who are going to be in the meditation with me, and I know who you are. By the way, I wanted to acknowledge, we've got several people who are now members of who are here for the Jumpstarts. They're part of the Complaint Free Life program and the meditation program. And Trish Parr, I want to acknowledge her, and there are several others, and I'll catch up with you later. I want to give everybody about 10 minutes to stretch their legs, check their phones, have another cup of coffee if they want, hit the restroom, and we will be back meditating live at 8:30. Look forward to joining you. I will check and admit people into the group who are requesting, who have signed up for the program before we start, so you can join us live this morning. Look forward to seeing you. Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Eastern. John Gladman, good to see you, scoundrel.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating. Complain.